You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Yale Bach, who has been a private investor for almost 20 years and is the president and owner of YH&C Investments, a registered investment advisor based in Las Vegas, Nevada. Yale earned the Chartered Financial Analyst designation in 2007 and an MBA from UC Irvine in 1991. Yale is also a Covestor model manager and runs two investment models on Covestor's platform, Concentrated GARP and Long-Term GARP. His models are currently ranked in the top 15 out of 166 at Covestor.com based on an annual performance. Yale, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. So why being an investor helps you in business and being in business helps you as an investor?
Right. That quote comes from Warren Buffett, who I'm sure your audience is very familiar with. It's very true. Any entrepreneur is going to deal with their specific business, but as an investor, your investment knowledge to help your business, and you should be able to use your specific business knowledge to help your investments. So the word that on Wall Street that everybody uses is synergy, but it's true for entrepreneurs, it's true for people who have private companies, it's true for people who run public companies, and you should be able to take your skills as an entrepreneur and as a business owner and apply them to investing, and take your investing skills and apply them to your business. And, you know, learning is part of the goal for any person as you go on, and certainly with business as you make your way and as you grow your company. You know, you want to keep learning, and that's part of investing. Nobody is born a great investor, and so you want to keep learning and applying your knowledge to your specific business. So that's what the quote is about.
So tell us, why invest?
Well, I mean, investing is the process of taking capital today and allocating it to a specific asset class in the hopes of having more money in the future. So if you're investing to fund somebody's retirement, if you're investing to buy a house, if you're investing to put your kids through college, if you're investing to raise capital, all of those reasons could be considered reasons to invest, and there are plenty of others. But the bottom line is, you can think of any number of reasons as to why invest. But certainly, with today's money market rates, if you look at that, if you go to a bank and you put your money in a bank account or in a money market account, or if you take anything of that nature, it's going to be hard to grow your asset base. So investing is the process of trying to create wealth in the future, or more money than you have today in the future. And that's why you principally invest.
So how should one think as they approach investing?
Well, personally, and I think it's fairly straightforward. You know, you're trying to get the most you can for your money. And it doesn't matter whether you go to the supermarket, or you're shopping for airline tickets, or you're shopping for goods for your household. The same thing applies with investing, and the same thing applies with business. You know, you're trying to spend a dollar and get more than a dollar's worth of goods. And if you can spend a dollar and get $3 or $4 worth of goods, even better. And then there's the other part of it. And, you know, when you invest in securities, specifically stocks, on many occasions, those stocks are going to generate income. So you know, if you can invest in a stock that pays you income and own a company where the stock will or the business will grow from X to, say, 3X or 5X or 10X over a long period of time, you're going to have income coming in. The asset that you own will appreciate, and that's how you generate wealth, or that's how you grow your assets. And hopefully you can grow at as high a rate as possible. The reason why Warren Buffett has been so successful is because when he invests, I mean, his average annual return, he's beat the S&P by 10% for, you know, 30 and 40 years. So if you invest and you can, you know, beat the S&P by 1%, 2%, 3%, 4%, the growth rate of your money is going to increase dramatically, and you'll grow your capital base, you'll grow your asset base, and that's the process of generating wealth. So that's the answer as to why you would invest and how to invest, or try to invest anyway.
There you go. Now, today we're joined by Yale Bock, who has been a private investor for almost 20 years and is the president and owner of YHNC Investments, a registered investment advisor base in Las Vegas, Nevada. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Yale, is anybody born as a great investor?
No. Nobody's born a great investor. And, you know, it's a lifelong quest to gain knowledge, and you know, you can be an accomplished investor in equities, but then you could learn about investing in bonds, or you can invest in currencies, or you can invest in different forms of bonds, or you can invest in venture capital, or you can invest in private equity. You know, so there's all these different asset classes that you can learn about as an investor. So the point is that if you're an entrepreneur and you're investing and you're just starting out, everybody starts out. So, you know, the key is to learn the basics of business, and there are plenty of, you know, good business books, fundamental business books that you can read. I would encourage anybody to read Buffett. I would encourage anybody to read Peter Lynch. I would encourage anybody to read a guy like David Einhorn from Greenlight Capital. You can get intimidated by all of the ideas about trading, but trading is not investing. Typically, investing means, you know, you're going to buy something and it's going to take time for it to grow and flourish. It's kind of like planting a garden. So the short answer of it is that nobody is born a great investor. Charlie Munger, every year at Warren Buffett's annual meeting, somebody, a young person, will get up and ask him, "Well, how do I become a great investor like Warren Buffett?" And he says, "You know, you gotta read," and that's part of being a great investor is to just go drink at the waterfall of knowledge. Just go and explore anything you can to find out about how to become a better investor, and that's kind of what it takes. But And it's a great process because you'll learn about all kinds of things that you never knew about. And that's part of growing, part of life is to continually grow and expand your horizon. And that's one of the great things about investing. So no, nobody's born a great investor, and that's what makes it a great activity.
And why would investing help a specific business?
Well, if you're in any kind of business, the chances are is you can find companies in the public markets that are very similar. And if you find out about them, you can take their strategies or their techniques and possibly apply it to your business. So, for example, let's say you own a bed and breakfast. Well, there are all kinds of restaurants that you can find out about, and you can find out about how they operate, maybe how they market on LinkedIn or Twitter or Facebook. If you're an internet-based company, certainly you'd be looking at all of those companies that I mentioned. And how are they doing daily deals? Maybe use a Groupon their biggest competitor that works through Amazon. The point is that there are plenty of examples that you can take from your own industry that are traded in the public markets, and go research them and see what are they doing, and take whatever strategy that they're doing, maybe not copy it, but maybe change it so that it fits your needs. And that can possibly help increase your business, maybe 5% or 10%, 15, 20. It all counts these days. The other thing that you can do is see how they become more efficient. Efficiency matters. I mean, no matter what business you are, you're in, you're trying to keep more of what you own. More of what comes in. So anything you can do to help your cash flow and help your profit margins is beneficial. So if you will investigate things that other companies are doing to become more efficient, maybe you move towards an electronic-based system, maybe you consolidate your ordering, whatever the case may be. So there's plenty of ways to help your specific business, especially when it comes to from an efficiency standpoint, from a marketing standpoint, and from a strategic standpoint.
Yale, if you would, tell our listeners where they could get more information online and to be in, potentially in touch.
Sure. They can always go to my website, www.y-hc.com, and there's free newsletters there. There's a free blog there. There's a contact information form. There's articles that I've written for Seeking Alpha on specific companies. If you're interested in contacting me, you can contact me at 702-350-0024. And if you're interested in some of the models that I run at Covestor, you can go to www.covestor.com and look up yhnc.com. And the two models there are the growth at a reasonable price. One is long-term and one is concentrated. And they've done very well this year. One of them has done very well for the last 3 or 4 years. And I really appreciate anybody who will take the time and find out about me. And we'll certainly get back to you as soon as possible, and no matter how you contact us.
Very good. You can't beat that. Now, in conclusion, if you would, what parting advice could you lend to the entrepreneurs listening in within the investment sector that they could apply in the near future to help them with their existing or potential investment portfolio?
Well, I would just say, don't get scared out of investing. Find someone who's licensed and is that you trust, and think about what you're trying to accomplish with your investing, and be committed towards the goal. You know that there's going to be some ups and downs, but over the long term, investing, especially in the stock market, has been a beneficial exercise. It's the best way to create wealth over a long period of time versus any other asset class. And not to get scared out of investing, I would think stay away from trading. Think about investing and being committed towards what you're trying to accomplish.
That's some good advice. He is Yale Bach, who has been a private investor for almost 20 years and is the president and owner of YH&C Investments, a registered investment advisor based in Las Vegas, Nevada. And the websites of reference, once again, is y-hc.com as well as covestor.com. Yale, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric. I really appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.